plugged in? Well, I'll be honest with you, quite frankly.
We'll call the Board of Supervisors to order for Wednesday, July 31st at 8:45 on the clock. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Meeting tactics on the wall to my left, attendance by observation of Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, Byers, Lytle. First on the agenda, the consent agenda. Yeah. Approved general agenda, approved minutes of the meeting held July 17th, 2019. Approve all claims through July 31st, 2019 in the amount of $1,100,198.61, except claim number 1908-0083 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $303.02 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve Masonry Construction, Inc. for restoration services on the south and east side of the courthouse in the amount of $43,313.
I'd make a motion to approve agenda or consent agenda items 1 through 4 and 5 to be considered separately.
Second.
Moved by Byers, moved by Bauman, second by Byers to approve items 1 through 4. Any other discussion on the first four items? Vote. 7 in favor. The motion carries. Up here now then, approve Masonry Construction, Inc. for restoration services on the south and east side of the courthouse in the amount of $43,313. Dave, do you want to go over this at all?
Sure will.
Morning.
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 This would be to a hot water power wash. This is the area. It's the southeast side. That'd be district court and assessor's areas to remove the sealer that is on there. And then it would be to repoint all the mortar joints in that area and to use a product called Yawn Patch. And that would be to repair any damaged areas in there. They've done it to this southwest side and the west side and some on the east side also. And it's helped tremendously on the appearance, but it also helps just getting that old sealer out of there. So they used to think that that was a good thing to do, and now they're finding out that that stone needs to breathe. And so that's what's happening is that top 16th or 8th of an inch is spalling off as years go by. So it's the same amount he bid back in 2015 on the southwest side. That bid amount is the same on the southeast side. And when I talked to him, we talked earlier about doing this in September, but looking at the court schedule, they make a lot of noise when they do that, so we might have to bump it back a little bit further. And he was okay with that.
They do a wonderful job. The work they've done for us has been outstanding and very dependable, and they're excellent.
I'd make a motion to approve item number 5 in the amount of $43,313.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle. How much would be left to do on the courthouse?
Still have the south middle area, including the tower. That would be a pretty good size project. The main chimney on this side had a lot of caulking in it, just a latex-type caulking. That would have to have some time to do that. The whole north side has not been done, but it is not in too bad of shape, actually, as far as the, you know, stone chipping off. Just there's a lot of sealer on there. And I know when they do this, it does take them about a month, and over probably close to half of that time is just removing that sealer, I think. On this side, they had to go over it 7 times. They just keep going over it until they don't see any of this white sealer coming out of it anymore.
What about the grout on the north side?
And that would be replaced also.
But is it in good shape also?
Oh, it is. He told me at the very beginning when they did that, they used a harder type mortar than what they should have, and it actually chips the edge of the stone. The mortar is supposed to be the sacrificial part of the joint, and so that was one thing he said that, you know, we should be looking into replacing that. So it's, I hope we can just keep a schedule of just taking a piece at a time and working around the building.
And this is a budgeted expense also. Any additional discussion?
Dave, how about the tower? Is it doing okay, or is it really?
When you get up close to it, you can see the damage.
So, is it next in line then? Or?
I would say yes. I would continue on this east side, and then probably the tower area next.
The tower is purely aesthetics at this point, correct? Is that there's no usable? I mean, or I'm thinking of the chimney. Never mind.
The chimney we do not use.
Well, tell Rosie we'll let her climb up there and do the tower. Okay.
She probably probably try.
Anything further? We have a motion by Bowman, second by Lytle. Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
We're very fortunate to have Dave and his crew that takes care of this courthouse. They do a wonderful job, and it's very personal for them. They don't just do it as a job. They do it because they really love this building, and they work at it. And you tell your girls that I love them. They're fantastic.
Thank you.
Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 19080083 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $303.02. This brings the total amount of claims approved through July 31st, 2019 to $1,100,501.63.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Hill. Vote. 6 in favor with Jurgens abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Lacking public, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
As you can see across the street, Skyline Roofing is making progress. They started on Monday, and they're planning on being done by Friday. Hopefully, I know we're having chances of rain coming up, but they've got a lot done already. They will do it all except for the small west garage area. They're going to hold off on that until we will have to bump up that roof a little bit, so they're holding off on that. And this is being paid for by NERMA, our insurance carrier, so getting a roof that will last quite a while again, so get that taken care of. I'm getting bids on removing the large hackberry tree right in front. I hate to lose a good tree, but that is, the soil, for one thing, is humped up so high. I'd like to have that graded down lower now that that's going to be a main entrance over there. And also, I took a ladder. I knew we always had a hole in the side of the tree, but I took a ladder and went up there a ways, and right in the crotch of the tree, there's a pretty good-sized split there. So that's kind of a time bomb, just waiting for a good windstorm to knock that off. So I'm getting a bid to remove the hackberry. We have a locust tree in that area that gives us problems also with getting old. And then we have a little walnut tree on the corner that is not giving us problems, but it keeps dropping so many walnuts, that's not a good tree to have right on 6th and Lincoln Street. So taking those out and hopefully just planting some new trees in that area to dress it up a little bit.
Is everybody aware? We're giving fair notice that we're taking these trees down, because remember we did this once before?
Yes.
Everybody lost their mind.
Yes.
Over taking down trees.
And there again, I hate
or
to take down
a flashback there for a second when you start talking about
I hate to take down a good shade tree also, but sometimes you have to do it.
But there's absolute practical purposes for this.
Correct. Yep.
Because we don't like them. It's just
yeah. I would like to say we would take them down and replace them with another tree. And
so you want the record
on Arbor Day? No, we taking trees down.
You want the record to say that Dave Jones?
Yes. Recommendation is to.
Don't you remember that though? Remember the county trees?
Yeah.
Someone's going to have memories of laying in jail, looking out at that tree.
Amendment member over.
And part of that problem, we had a very nice pin oak tree, and I hated to lose that too, but that was with the geothermal, that just really did a number on that tree, so that was taken down. But we did, you know, take out quite a few trees in this yard also. So
I would think the sheriff and his deputies could take that tree down in their spare time because they don't have anything else to do. So can we work with that, Davey?
I can check and see if we can get some volunteers.
Okay.
Can we put a repeater on it?
That one's probably tall enough.
Do you have an update on the construction over there?
Yeah. West Garage remodel. The Lammel Plumbing crew did come out there on a couple days last week. They just took out the old evidence area walls. There's some 2x4 walls in there. And there's some water pipe that's in the way of where they're going to put the staircase. And unfortunately, there's not a shut off. So we're going to have to just shut off the whole building for a short time and get that taken care of where they can shut that water off. There's a gas furnace in there. I know that they took that apart and removing everything in there. So pretty much it's just a big empty building, you know, ready for work. And when I talked to Todd last, I think he's planning on probably towards the middle of August or so, he's going to start tearing into it. So Rosie and I, yesterday we ran cabling. We're going to put cameras on the east side. Diode will install those, but we were able to get cabling to that location. So that'll be nice having some cameras. I bought those last year with some of the budget money that we had. So we'll have a lot better view of the stairwell and sidewalks coming up to the east side. And I just talked to Galen a little bit ago about the bus stop. We're hoping to get some dirt work and stuff done. We got bids for the retaining wall coming in to replace this retaining wall and extending it out further north to where the old alley area was at. I know we get a lot of water problems. Everything's going down that old alley area. And I thought when we took the awning down, I thought that would help the appearance, but it's kind of an eyesore, so it'd be nice to do some dirt work over there and hopefully remove some of that concrete and create some green space over there. So
it's starting to look better slowly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Anything else for building and grounds?
God, yeah.
Equalization.
Everything's equal.
Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Big ticket items, Beatrice Ford Lincoln, new sheriff vehicle, $31,675.98. Gage County transferred to road and 9/11 funds, $550,000. Leapman Law Office, attorney fees, $15,368. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, $36,059.84. Cather & Sons Asphalt Material, $13,303.20. City Beatrice, quarterly 9/11 service fee, $55,697.25.
We're also getting the initial assessments in. It looks like we're down in the 2% area. 1.9685% right now on assessment. That could continue to drop a little bit more. Agland was down approximately 7%. Residentials were up 10 to 20%. And we're going to be meeting with the insurance company next week. Right now, last year we didn't have any increase. This next year we're looking at something under 10%. We aren't sure yet, but there will be an increase this year. But like I say, last year we didn't have any increase, which is almost unheard of. Anything else for finance or insurance? Human resources, employee relations, and HUGs.
I guess we had some discussion as far as an employee issue, and that was
law enforcement emergency management.
No fuel. I don't have a lot of items. We'll just read over some statistics from the fair that just got over this last week. During the 2019 Gage County Fair, the Gage County Sheriff's Office handled 57 calls for service with our agency associated with the fair. Additionally, due to some staffing needs, the Beatrice Police Department was requested and handled 6 additional calls for service at the fairgrounds for a total of 63 calls for service. Breakdown for calls for service, we had 7 disturbances, 6 MIPs, 1 drug violation, 2 DUIs, 3 rescue calls, 7 assist a citizen, 3 remove parties, and 8 traffic-related offenses. We had 6 lost or found properties, 6 calls for service involving the public peace, 3 suspicious, 2 harassments, and 9 others for a total of 63 calls for service. Approximately 1/3 of the calls that we had at the fair were all alcohol-related. The numbers that we have do not include anything that may have actually been handled or calls taken or generated by the Nebraska State Patrol in and around or related to the fair. On Wednesday night, we had 2 calls for service. Thursday night, we had 7. Friday night, we had 30. On Saturday, 18. And on Sunday, the final night, we had 6 calls for service at the fair. So it was nice weather and very, very busy. I'm sure Lisa can attest to that.
How's this compared to other fairs or years past?
Much busier. That's probably a record for the number I think we've had in the 30s and maybe 40s over the years. But
is this because of more patrol or more law enforcement presence or just more honor?
Nope. In fact, we had a little bit less, fewer deputies at the fair this year than we did other years, but we just were that, it was that busy.
Gary?
I'll just say that I was out there less than normal, but generally I'd see Gus and Doug on their little putt-putt several times coming by the camper, and I can't say that I saw them at all this fair. So I think the presence seemed like less, but that's just me that went home and slept in my own bed.
Smart choice.
Yes.
Gus had asked about the K-9 program again, and I told him we aren't going to, you know, like Gary talked, we're not going to vote on anything, but that would be money for his budget. That'll be budgetary. The K-9 program is strictly a Sheriff's Department program, so that'll all fall on you guys, I guess. With very little direction from the board.
Right, right. And I know the big question is obviously the funding for the program.
And, like I say, at this point, Gus was thinking somewhere around $30,000 annually, worst-case scenario. There is right now, prior to any changes, approximately a 9% increase in the proposed sheriff's budget, which would take it from, well, no, that's not right, 9% over expense. Last year, the sheriff's budget was at $1.251 million, and this year he's requested $1.355 million. So that'll be up for discussion, and maybe we can talk about that later on the agenda with budget discussion as well.
Okay.
It's kind of tough now because we don't have our total assessments in yet, so no one really knows what is going to be coming in. We know that there's a lower assessment this year, which is, I don't know how many years we've been positive. It's been quite a few. We've had a growth each year, where this year will be the first year we're going the other direction. Anything else for Chief?
I'll just give you a short update. I visited with Doug Ostergaard yesterday on the radio project and stuff, so they got some repeater and some test equipment in that they're doing, coming in, going to get a tower crew lined up to get some of that set up for some testing and further development for the northern and eastern part of the county. So looks like that's all on track and proceeding as planned. So
when will that be in place?
Hard to tell. Him and I are going to get together first to middle of next week and kind of just see where things are at and where we need to be. I know the transition for the police department, they've got a lot of their stuff installed already and stuff, so in their cars and their handhelds. And so when they make that transition over here, we have to have some stuff in place here so we don't lose that communication for correction staff and interaction with the deputies on that side. So we'll get that all kind of straightened out, hopefully. And
just a matter of time.
Just a matter of time.
Doug, Gus did send me a message this week, something about the state being aware of what was going on. That has not created any issues, has it?
No, actually, that's a good point. Yesterday, I read an email from Mike Jeffries. He had responded that he had heard or seen an article, you know, and I didn't know exactly which article he was referring to. So I'd kind of sent him an email, maybe that was 2 weeks ago, about kind of what our plan was, what the rationale was behind this and things of that nature. And, you know, I had the sheriff look it over before I hit the send button, so I didn't say something that he didn't want me saying. But then he had responded back. I read that yesterday. And in short, he said, you know, that was kind of early on when you guys did this. And, you know, we're making some improvements and moving some things around in different portions of the state. And, you know, that... you know, he wants to move that Beatrice Tower, you know, too, and that he understands our position, and that he would make that transition, you know, as easy as possible and let us know. And it sounded like there was any hard feelings in that, so.
Good.
Yep.
State Patrol was slurking around all over during the fair, I saw. I
did see several of them. You would notice, Aaron.
That was really the only thing. Gary said there's less presence. That was the only phone calls I had on the fair. Was they said we had deputies everywhere, deputies and local PD. And when I went there, I saw them everywhere on the roads. But inside, if you guys hadn't driven over and said hi, I didn't see anybody either. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. We're spread out a lot. I mean, we're hopping from one side to the other there. So. And then it seemed like even from that one night from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., that's when they called for the PD because they had so many calls out there after. So, pretty busy.
30.
Card games.
A.M.
I don't see much past 10 o'clock anymore.
It's because it's dark.
Yeah, but we had, I mean, every deputy took one night additional at the fair, and of course the sheriff and I and Investigator Hanson, and we were there every night, so we had a lot of hours in there. But
well, no major accidents, so nothing.
No, there's a few rescue calls and stuff, and there's some people that were right there and responded, and even a couple of the security personnel that were there that are. Law enforcement officers from a couple were from Saline County, and they jumped right in on that, and we got an AED out of the fair office. And I mean, that all, or out of the wherever they keep it, I can't recall exactly, but that worked out real good. And
well, that's a success in itself, and
no kidding, that worked out quite well and stuff. One additional thing, I guess this is just more a little bit for future reference. Sergeant Davidson informed me this morning that mid-September that that trial that was in Nemaha County has been moved over to Gage County, apparently. So,
do you know what you're going to do on that, or do you want to announce what you're
going to do? I don't know that we want to announce it necessarily, and we don't know exactly yet. But, well, I mean, they've been doing a little bit of just pre-planning in the event that that would happen. But I know that, you know, we'd be responsible for all the staffing, you know, additional for that. But the expenses would be reimbursed back, according to what he told me, through them. So, I mean, we would have that. Initial expense, obviously, is going to come straight out of our budget, though. But
Does everybody know that's a murder trial?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As you find out, just let us know, and I'm sure you'll do what you think's best.
Yeah, we'll be meeting very regularly here as that gets a little bit closer to kind of plan for that accordingly, and there'll be some changes that, you know, and Dave has already been involved with some discussion with Brian for some temporary outlets or something for some.
Well, and the judge is very aware. I talked to him this morning. He was down here, and he's very aware of the issues that it will create for us.
Well, I'm sure he is.
Thank you, Chief.
You bet.
Lisa?
I'm just going to briefly address a little bit since some statistics came out after the Gage County Fair, but when you look at the fair attendance with the calls of service, it averages out to be about one call of service per 500 people over a five-day period of time. So we brought in 31,000-plus people. So obviously with that, you know, we all know that there's things for public health and safety that we have to do and are appreciative. The Ag Society does take the position of hiring additional staff, security staff. So they assist us during, usually starting from 6 p.m. to 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. So.
And those are off-duty law enforcement generally, aren't they?
That is correct. Some of them may be affiliated with Gage County, in some way or form. You know, they might be Beatrice PD, but generally they are people that are coming from other agencies that we hire. So.
I would note too that some of the MIPs and that were actually queued to the law enforcement by the Ag Society directors.
That is correct. I mean, we take full focus of trying to, you know, develop policies, and we learn each year through Camper Row and things like that, that when there is a problem in a specific area, those people don't get to come back. You know, they don't get to, so we're setting policies and so forth that hopefully will protect everybody down there. But generally, there's always new things that come out, you know, and when you deal with the volumes of people that we do, we want to make it fun for all. So moving on, I just want to bring your attention to more so on the zoning side of it. We've discussed some things on emergency management, but on zoning side of it, you know that wind energy is now becoming apparent that the desire is coming back to Gage County. And so we have three permits currently in the beginning stages in terms of for Met Towers. So I'm just starting on that work as far as looking at the land use and that sort of thing. No specific areas, three preliminary areas that they're looking at to start doing some measuring. So Zoning Commission will meet on the 13th of August. And so we have some things for discussion that's come up. Tiny homes have come up. Which are something we've seen them come, but it seems like there is a group out there that wants to bring some tiny homes in. And then also still working with solar and then now review on our wind. So that's all I've really got.
Lisa, what did Lancaster end up doing?
You mean as far as their setbacks? You mean...
For the wind towers?
Well, they diverted back, so I'd have to go back and look. You're talking about their setbacks, correct? They went to 1 mile, and then that was through an amendment, wasn't it? And then they diverted back. They rescinded that, so.
There's just like us, when something's rescinded, there's massive outcry again by a few people, but that was going to really affect Gage County because if that was rescinded, it would push a lot of that fairly good-sized project back into Gage County. We anticipate.
It sounds like that their desire, you know, is to look at stronger at Gage County now, instead of a dual Lancaster County, Gage County. The goal still is to hook to Hallam, so wherever they can efficiently do that is what they're looking at. So.
Is that a project affected by the Saline County project?
No, I don't believe so, but I don't know enough about that yet. So, here we go.
There was at one point some discussion about someone contesting our regulations or whatever.
That is correct. I have been waiting, you know, not waiting, but I know it's been under review with Roger's office, and we have not addressed that yet. Still waiting on review.
So we don't have any specifics, but if they get in with, if they are able to exist within our regulations, then they're fine.
Yeah, our regulations are in place and applicable to anybody that come in. And I think what happened up in Lincoln kind of took the wind out of their sails as far as coming down here and trying to push that on us, too. And I know Lisa's been in touch, and I've talked to the county attorney that, or the deputy county attorney that handles their P&Z stuff up there. We stayed kind of in touch on some things that are coming up. But
We have not acted on that ask of the amendment, so because we were still reviewing what, you know, what we have here. So nothing's been done yet. I'm just waiting for an opinion, you know, what we need to do with that ask amendment.
Right, if anything. Well,
if anything, I've, you know.
We have regs in place.
Yeah.
Have we spent a year and a half batting around?
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Yep.
Mr. Juergens, Road and Bridge.
Not a lot to talk about. Most of the items are coming up on the agenda yet. Paint striping started on Friday and should be done by Tuesday, July 30th, 2019. Fracture critical bridge inspection program we'll talk about later. And everything else is going according to plan.
We didn't ask, where are we at on township gravel? I had somebody ask about that. Are we on schedule? I guess that would be...
I'm not for sure what number township we're on. The last I knew we were on around 16, 17, but I think we're higher than that.
Should we be finished with one round or spring? I guess you still break them into spring and fall gravel, more or less. They just go through the spring first and then hit the fall.
Correct.
Would you think we're about on schedule to be done this year, still on time?
For both? I'd have to have some good weather to get them both done.
Spring was really tough.
Yeah, spring threw us way back.
So. Anything else for Road and Bridge? All right, next on the agenda, approve or disapprove agreement for consultant inspection and load re-rating on county fracture critical bridges with an estimated cost of $19,704.26, project number STP-NBIS-118, control number 01003. That cost would be the county's share, the $19,704.26. The total cost would be $98,521.32, with federal funds picking up 80% of that, leaving that smaller number as the remainder.
Make a motion to approve.
Right. Moved by Juergens, seconded by Lytle. Any additional discussion on that? We've kind of gone over it.
This is the last year the state's going to be doing this. They opted out, so next year it'll be up to the county to do the inspections. That $19,704 will be coming out of soft match money. So it's money that's there that we don't have to dig up more. But this is the last year that the state is going to do those on those fracture critical bridges.
Will we get additional funds?
I don't know. Probably not.
Not that I'm aware of.
So we still have to do it, but they're going to pull the funding for it and not participate?
That's correct.
Great.
The county has the option to do it themselves and or hire a consultant to do the inspection. I look forward to probably the county doing it themselves.
We have the ability today to do it ourselves, right?
Yeah, we have two people, well, three, including me, that actually can do the inspections. Yes.
We can't load rate, though, can we?
No, that's not by
any additional discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. The motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution on signing of the project program agreement for the 2019 fracture critical bridge inspection.
Resolution 19-10.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens. Second by Lytle. This is just signing the agreement mentioned above. Any additional discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Discussion on the 2019-2020 county budget. Does anybody have anything they want to bring up right off the top of your head? Projects, I steered Galen a little wrong. There's all the projects we had talked about, Galen put together and put forward. We obviously don't have the money for those, all those projects we talked about, but in moving forward, like I said before, we're looking right now at somewhere around a 2% loss in assessment, and I don't know if any of you know how many years we've been climbing, but we've been increasing assessed value every year in the county up until this year. We knew this would come with ag land changing. We need to think about what we do this year accordingly, and then next year also knowing that assessment will probably drop again, potentially by a greater number. We need to be looking out a little ways as far as what will be the future for funding for Gage County. We need to keep maintenance up, obviously, and keep moving forward, but just kind of keep that assessed value in mind.
Yeah. And I would say you didn't steer Galen wrong. Galen identified the need, and the need is there. We just won't be able to meet it all.
We've initially put some money in for projects, for the maintenance projects. There was 4.6 miles that between the road going south out of Coke and the 3 miles we milled off of Holmesville, the Galen's identified as the worst pieces of hard surface road we have right now. So we're looking at those a little more. If there's any additional projects, regardless of what they be, equipment needs, everything like that, we'll be looking at that more this week and next week. But, I mean, anything you guys have, any steering?
I think we also talked about the east part of the Pickerel Road from 82nd Road going on east.
The Pickerel East is really rough. But, I mean, we're going to have to figure out what we have for dollars. That's going to be the sticking point. Was there anything else for budget right now?
I'm good.
Any steering for the Sheriff's Department as far as a K-9 program? I told the sheriff I thought it was the board's feeling that they're in support of that program. How he allocates his funds is really, like Gary said, that's really a sheriff's management decision.
I think, I mean, when it comes down to it, I think it's quite obvious that there's a desire from the community for that program to continue. And we have the equipment, so.
It makes sense.
And I would agree with that. I hear from a lot of people that would like it to continue. What do you do?
The thing that sticks in my mind is when we spoke to the sheriff a month ago, that dog was in on maybe 3 arrests. Is it cost effective? 3 arrests and have the dog around and cost 30, more than 30, when it's all said and done, to have him. And these would be arrests that would be outside of Gage County. City Batches has 2 dogs that would take it right now. How many dogs do we need? That's all I got to say.
And, Counselor?
In response, that's a good question. But I would just indicate this. I think, number one, if you had a full-time dog handler that was devoted to that program, I think you'd see those numbers jump up. I can't, it'd be pure speculation, but unfortunately we've got a lot of the people using the outside roads away from Beatrice Commons that are transporting the drugs and stuff. And I think a lot of that will depend on the handler. I mean, the trainer said the dog's a good dog. And I know a lot of times the police department, it's nice to have a dog available, because sometimes when you got some people that have been pulled over for whatever, it's like, we want to search a car. No, thank you. Okay, fine. So we bring a dog in. Sometimes the tune changes real quick, and we can get those drugs off the street. So
I just
throw that in.
Well, I get that side of it, but look at the other side. It takes one dedicated individual to do that. I mean, with change of help and everything, we're going to get somebody set up
2 years? Nah, I don't like this. It's like having a child, take care of a child 24/7. Okay? So it's a dedication, and it takes a special person to do that. Do we have that person? That's all I'm saying.
And two things. I think at committee meetings, Gus indicated they were going to do some things differently with the dog so it would be more effective with the canine. But the other thing I would say is that it may be just like the fair. There was less presence there of law enforcement, but far more incidents. And having a drug canine may be a deterrent that you don't see an actual arrest, but just a deterrent.
We have a drug dog there. Will we be able to get any carnivals?
Question.
On budget discussion, on a more serious note, the half-cent sales tax will be coming up for discussion in the next month. The bill that went forward with that won't become effective until the first week of September. So sometime between now and then we'll be discussing more of that. I talked about having a town hall meeting. I still think that'd be a good idea just to inform people of what this bill involves. So if we set up a date for that, hopefully we can get some board members there, maybe Senator Dorn, and I don't think we'd need... I think if we had some board members and maybe Senator Dorn, just to answer questions, a lot of the apprehension, I think, with the half-cent sales tax is not knowing how things are going to function, not knowing how it's going to work. Assuring people that there is a set start time and there are rules, and this is not a tax that's going to linger on forever. It's a tax that's here. It has a purpose, a single purpose, and as soon as that purpose is gone, it goes away. Or there's also a cap where even if, say, a judgment isn't paid, it has to be re-voted for or it's gone regardless. So there is an obvious sunset on this. But we'll try to learn more about this bill, and I suppose in the next 30 days, try to have some type of open house, town hall type thing for the public to come and at least ask questions if they choose to. It doesn't mean that everyone will agree with it, but at least they have a chance to ask questions, and maybe that'll put them at ease on some of this. We really need to keep in mind, as our assessment goes down, our ability, even though that mill levy's at 50 cents, our revenue stream goes down as our assessment goes down. So we've come up with estimations of how long this judgment, I mean, that's what we're looking at is the judgment, of course, how many years this will take to fund. And with a downturn in assessment, potential greater downturn next year, although it benefits property owners and property taxpayers, which is wonderful, we still need to pay for not only our budget, but the things outside of our budget.
And we don't know yet what the decision is going to be on our insurance as far as whether they will or will not pay. So that makes a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else?
Roger, do we have any more information on timing on that?
No. I just got an email from Joel, I think a week and a half ago, that they'd submitted some more briefs, and they're taking it up to the Supreme Court on the one issue that I think concerns the MC situation, keeping them in the suit. So Joel, he went through a timeline. I think he's talking maybe 4 to 5 months, but that's all up to the Supreme Court as far as scheduling.
Okay. Anything else for budget?
Eric?
Yes, sir.
You know, every 2 weeks we have an open house.
We do. We do have
comments from the public.
My thought was if we had something in the evening, it might be easier for people to get to. That's always an argument, trying to get here during the day when people are at work.
It'd be easier to have some of our meetings in the evening then, so people could show up to our meetings if that's the case.
Also a good point.
What's that, Don?
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Vote. 7 in favor, we are adjourned.
Goodness.
At 9:30 on the clock.
This has to be a record.